It is the review show after Manchester City 3, Liverpool 2. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. We've got a lot to get into after that game. Neil, you spoke on the last show about City's substitutions in this game possibly making them stronger, whereas Liverpool might not be in such a position as the game went on. And I was just thinking about that last night, to be honest, and wondering whether it came into Liverpool's lineup at all. When we looked at it, you know, you think about what Liverpool ended up going with and the sort of project slash inexperience that was on the pitch from the start in certain areas. But they arguably, in terms of personnel, got stronger as the game went on. And I think, obviously, when we talk about lineups and approaches, we have to couple that with Firmino's injury in the last training session, which by the sounds of it from Klopp post-match, it meant that he had to change the lineup because he was possibly going to play and Chamberlain was also possibly going to play.
Yeah, I think there's an element of that, but I think it's as much about he wanted, I think, to go Bacetic in there because he's done the pre-season with them, the mid-season, sorry, in the break and the friendlies. I think Elliott is in a similar sort of boat, and I think almost to an extent as well, there's Milner, even though he's not an inexperienced footballer, on the right-hand side. And I think that he felt he'll have wanted to have gone with those footballers who played in those games and build from there. I'm intrigued about what the fifth sub would have been if Milner hadn't picked up the injury. I mean, Milner himself might have been the fifth sub, might have also just gone off on the hour mark. He was having a slightly difficult time with Cole Palmer, but you got to see what he offers going the other way. Milner, obviously, in the run-up to the first equaliser. With it all, I just think what was striking, and City's lineup is interesting in and of itself, how strong he went. You know, it was a few weeks back Guardiola was joking that he was going to play centre mid in this game, and in the end he plays Rodri, who is, you know, does a good job of being a right bastard all the way through the match, which is part of the job of playing that role, and he does it really, really well. I thought his aggression was really interesting.
Had a big cob on, didn't he?
Yeah, from minute one. And I think that, you know, I thought that it was interesting, his level of aggression in there. And Liverpool ultimately end up without having the footballers who can sort of disturb him. I don't think Nunez is ever going to be the sort of number nine who's going to go and do a genuine job on a player like Rodri. I think you've got to accept that. It's the price of admission to an extent. He's always going to be thinking about the other way, which is, you know, I'm fine with. And then it was Carvalho and Elliot, it felt at times, who were tasked, therefore, with getting close to him. But Rodri's able to dominate not just inexperienced, young, slight footballers. He's able to dominate a lot of different types of footballers, and I think you saw that as well.